Chapter 8. Relieving withdrawal pangs. As I explained earlier, smokers think they smoke for enjoyment, relaxation, or some sort of boost. In fact, this is an illusion. The actual reason is the relief of withdrawal pangs. In the early days, we used the cigarette as a social prop. We can take it or leave it. However, the subtle chain has started. Our subconscious mind begins to learn that a cigarette taken at certain times tends to be pleasurable. The more we become hooked on the drug, the greater the need to relieve the withdrawal pangs, and the further the cigarette drags you down, the more you are fooled into believing it is doing the opposite. It all happens so slowly, so gradually, you're not even aware of it. Each day, you feel no different from the day before. Most smokers don't even realize they're hooked until they actually try to stop, and even then, many won't admit to it. A few stalwarts just keep their heads in the sand all their lives, trying to convince themselves and other people that they enjoy it. I've had the following conversation with hundreds of teenagers. Me? You realize that nicotine is a drug, that the only reason why you're smoking is that you cannot stop. Teenager? Nonsense, I enjoy it. If I didn't, I'd stop. Me? Just stop for a week to prove to me you can if you want to. Teenager? No need, I enjoy it. If I wanted to stop, I would. Me? Just stop for a week to prove to yourself you're not hooked. Teenager? What's the point? I enjoy it. As already stated, smokers tend to relieve their withdrawal pangs at times of stress, boredom, concentration, relaxation, or a combination of these. I'll now explain this point in greater detail.